T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
What up, dude?
Let me get What's happening? Here.
What a setup you have there, dude. Is that your house?
Yeah, this is the basement studio man cave radio extravaganza.
I feel like it's evolved a little bit over COVID, right?
Yeah.
You were in there. We've definitely seen you in there, but I feel like it's like dialed.
Yeah, it's getting there. I think I'm done. The only thing I have to do is I got to hide this wire. I got to put that wire in the wall.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Made sure I pointed it out.
Yeah, I didn't see it until you pointed it out. Now everyone
I'm
knows.
With you, though. No visible wires. TVs, when I see people with the TV, it's a whole
it's
thing.
It's devastating.
Yeah. The TV, though, is set. There's no wire showing.
Love that.
We're good.
Because if there
that.
Was wire shown, we might just hang up this call.
You probably should, and I wouldn't be mad at you. Yeah. I'd be like, well. Like,
guys, I messed up.
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense. Dude, so let's talk about the new song. Well, we've been listening to it for a while because it's been on the Good Things album, but a whole lot of, I feel like it's a lot of R&B and soul in this song. Can you tell us about the history of it, where it came from and how it all came about?
Shay Mooney just giving it to the people, man, bringing the house down. It's a vibe. Yeah. No, it's one of our favorites at the show. It feels good to play it and sing it every single time. And, you know, we always notice a big reaction from the fans singing it back to us, especially on our own, you know, headlining tour last fall. It was always a big one. And, you know, we've noticed on social media, it's been a fan favorite since the beginning. You know, we keep an eye on that stuff. Like every Sunday I'll check our DMs or mentions and it's like, so-and-so used it for their first dance song. You know, this person got married to it. And that's always a really good sign for us. We've been fortunate enough to have successful wedding songs in our career with From the Ground Up and Speechless. And man, I always say it's like, what a flattering thing. There's so many songs for somebody to choose from, you know, on their wedding day. And for them to, of all those songs, pick ours for some crazy reason is really cool. And we noticed that was happening. So we're like, you know what? We got to take this one to country radio. Country radio has been so good to us, you know, getting our songs out there to so many people. And we feel so excited about it, man. The response so far has been incredible and feels good to launch it and get out there and play it live and then have more people sing it back to us.
And I've also noticed you've been posting a lot of throwback stuff too. And a lot of comments are like, what is this? What is that? And I was like, oh, that was on the album from 2017 or 18, right? Do you feel like now, since you're doing a lot more TikTok and Instagram, that like people who are just now discovering you are like thinking that there's new music, but that was stuff that you already did a few years ago? It's kind of cool.
Absolutely, man. It's a really cool thing to see. I mean, there's people discovering songs from our first album, second album, and It's an amazing thing to have, you know, this technology where people can kind of, that stuff exists and it's going to live there forever. You know, it's on those platforms and it's really cool to kind of have fans come out to shows and be like, I just discovered you guys, you know. And we obviously have this amazing fan base who have been there since day one, you know, people like you who've been there forever, you know, that know kind of our catalog. But it's been amazing, man, to be able to have people discovering some songs that they might have, you know, never heard. And that's, we're really proud of all those albums. So it's kind of, it's cool for people to be able to kind of dig back into the archives and listen to some of the old music. But we're also so proud of what is to come, you know, in songs like this, songs like you. And I think it's just kind of stacking up that catalog. So in 20 years, someone's going to look back and be like, what was that that you song? Like, oh, it was a hit in 2022, like forever ago, 40 years ago. So no, we're proud of it.
Well, it is definitely cool to see y'all just, you know, you two in a room singing and playing with a guitar and your voice, and there's nothing else going on. So you know that the talent is there and it's incredible to see and hear.
You're too kind, man. You ought to get one of those guitars off the wall and hit us with a lick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could.
The cable is actually just still in it. That cable is to the guitar. Let's see what you got, dude.
I mean,
you gotta have your Guitar Center riff where you just pull out the craziest riff ever, and that's the only one you know. It's like, oh man, how much
time do you got?
All the time in the world.
All the time in the world for this guitar solo.
I don't think so.
Well, I get it, dude. You don't want to get too famous, because if you were to do that, people are going to just be coming out of the woodwork.
You can't look as good as you do and also get up there and shred. Yeah. I mean, it's not fair for the rest of us.
That's why I'm laying low. I'm laying low in the basement.
What do you got?
Smart.
That's humility. I would, next time you're in town, let's jam together. How about that?
100%, dude. 100%. Maybe we'll go to Mexico again.
Well, we're going to see you soon, right? August 20th. Kenny Chesney.
Ford Field, right?
Yes.
Let's go.
It's going to be a sick.
So I'll bring the guitar then.
There you go. Well, just know if you show up and you're wearing a shirt, you're getting kicked out. All right? Because that needs to feel like Mexico all over again.
You know what Kenny says. Okay.
Yeah. No shoes, no shirt, no problem.
No problem.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly. How many shows have you played with Kenny so far?
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe 10 or 12? Yeah, it's been insane. I mean, every single one of them is just insane. Although I think we're about at the halfway point in the tour, I really don't want it to end. I'm going to be so devastated when it ends. It's really special.
It is a spectacle, and it's obviously it's an all day event. So you know, the people that are partying at the Kenny Chesney show, they are starting very early.
Yeah, 5 o'clock is not those people. That's not their first drink of the day. It's very much like being on vacation, because, you know, Dan and I were talking about this. We used to go to shows, you know, back in the day, and you used to be able to get in and tailgate a little earlier. I think they don't allow people to get in till like 11 now, like in the gates to like tailgate and stuff. But there's still people that show up at like 7:30 in the morning, and they kind of just park their car on the side of the road and get their spot. So those people are already rocking by the time they get to the show. They're pretty well there to the moon. So
it's a marathon.
It is.
What's your favorite song to play? I feel like it's different when you show up at a Chesney show, big giant football stadiums that you're playing. What goes off the best out of y'all set for that show?
Man, it's crazy. I mean, especially the country radio singles are always the biggest and loudest songs, but we always close with Tequila, and that's, you know, one of our biggest songs, and it's just bananas. And I even think, like, even if there's anybody in the crowd who's never heard that song, they're like, that's what I'm drinking tonight, you know, and they're fired up for it. So it kind of just, like, sets the tone. We get them all hyped, and then Kenny comes on, and it's just, like, it's popping. From the minute he gets on stage, it's wild.
That sounded like a Pittsburgh accent. Yeah, your hometown. Hey, look at that.
Hey, Smars.
Hey, y'all got a bunch of awards now that they're in your, do you have a spot for all the awards in your places now?
I'd like to say that mine are, you know, very organized and look cool, but they're scattered throughout the house. I don't know how they got there. I'll eventually have a place. You can't really put plaques and awards like in your house. It's so hard because you don't want it like in your living room. I think on the Grammys, I have like the Grammys kind of scattered on the fireplace, but when you have a bunch of these like plaques and stuff, it's not like you can hang it on your wall. So someone walks in and they're like, wow, this guy really likes himself here. You know, you got to put them tucked away. And I got kids, so I got to put it in a protected place.
You need a room for it.
I need
a whole trophy room.
Yeah. The old trophy room.
Do you guys have a favorite or one that is most special? Obviously, I mean, Billboard, ACM, Grammys. I mean, it's got to be hard to choose, but do you have one that really sticks out that was super special to y'all or that really felt like it, you know, was changing your lives and your careers?
I would say the two that come to mind would be our very first award, the first CMT award we ever won. That was a big deal for us because we had lost a lot of awards leading up to that. And we won that CMT award, and that was such a big, exciting moment for us. And I would say the Grammy, our first Grammy. We performed that night, and that was like such a big moment for us. Like, you know, the biggest TV performance we've ever done, and winning that Grammy, we didn't go into it expecting to win. I think we were up like against "Meant to Be" by FGL and BB REXA, like the biggest song ever, and we went into it like there's no chance we're winning. And they called our name, and we panicked and went up there and rambled for a little while. But it was awesome, man. It was a special night. We celebrated big. Our whole team was there, and it was great, man. Good time.
It's so cool to see. Shays, you mentioned your kids earlier. Are they getting to the point where they they kind of know what you do for your job, or is it just like, you know, dad sings and plays and that's it? That's all we know.
You know, my oldest, he's 5 and my youngest is 2. And Asher, he doesn't really get it. He's come out to a couple shows and he's watched. I just don't think it's really registered of like, yeah, this is what like everybody's dad does this every once in a while. You know, like it's just yeah. There's a stage and he's kind of grown up in it. But they definitely don't know exactly what I do. They're a little young for that. But it's I think we asked him. He did like this 2-day a week program, and they were asking like, "What does your daddy do?" Or like, "What does your mommy do?" And I think I can't remember what Asher put, but it was definitely not singer. It was like, yeah. I don't know. He takes us around. He takes us to the pool. He takes us to these places. And I was like, you know what? If I have to be if I'm known as the guy who takes them to do fun things, I will take that. You know, 10 times out of 10, you know, I don't care if they know. I'd like them to not know ever what I do, but, you know, it's pretty awesome to be able to just be dad to them.
Yeah. Is he, is he into the music? Has he got any little guitars or anything that he's playing yet?
Oh yeah. They both of them sing, and which is just the funniest thing. They have like these little mics that they come around. It has a speaker inside of it, you know, a little karaoke. Yeah. But he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I hope that he doesn't pursue music, maybe. But I'm like, you don't want to do this, man. Become a doctor, all right? It's a lot better. But he loves to sing.
I'm sure it's you know, we have a 3-year-old as well, and you know, I'll never forget when he was born. My mentality was just like, he can do anything in the world, anything he wants to do, like no matter what it is. All I'm here for is to support that.
Absolutely, that's all you need to do.
Yeah, and you're definitely making him proud, man. So it's a pretty cool thing to you know, have y'all's legacy of music that will live on forever for future generations.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So let's change it up a little bit here. We're gonna do some random asked questions.
Okay.
Random asked. It's kind of like some random. Like, what's your favorite deli sandwich? That's pretty random, right?
My goodness. You know, just turkey. I don't know. I like any of them. I'm a big sandwich guy. People know that about me. You know, they're like,
sandwich guy.
Yeah, big sandwich guy.
When was the last time you ate a sandwich?
I don't know. Yesterday, probably.
The second random ass question is, how long have you, and you, either of you can answer, or both, or one, how long have you went without showering before?
I'm showering like 3 or 4 times a day. I'm a maniac. If I don't shower for a whole day, something went wrong. Yeah.
What if like you ever? What if you go camping or something? You never been camping?
Maybe. I'm at least like jumping in a lake. I'm not camping anywhere. Yeah. There's not like a body of water to rinse my filth. Yeah. I need it. I need it for sure.
I've gone a little longer than I'd like to say out loud without showering before. Sometimes you get into this thing in your home, especially over COVID, was probably like the most I didn't shower. There was one day that like you don't even realize it. You're getting up early and you know how it is. You take time to shower though, but I was just like, I'm up early. I'm here all day long. I'm not going anywhere. And so I think at one time I went 4 days, and it was to the point where I was like, I think I smell bad, and so I had to shower at that point. But I went 4 days. I think is the longest I've ever went.
I got on a pretty good every other day schedule during that time where we were never leaving the house. And I still work from home for the most part, so
you look like a guy who showers.
I showered today. Yeah,
that's nice.
You know. Got a good skincare routine. You got it down.
I try.
I mean, if you look at me, you probably guess like that guy probably doesn't shower. Like this guy definitely showers more than this guy. Yeah, like you could probably guess that by looking at us.
I don't know. Yeah, I think your hygiene both seems like you got your stuff together.
Well, we showered today, so we wanted to look good
separately.
That's yes, good. Not at the same place.
Good. What's the last movie you saw in the theater?
Oh, I swore I would never see a movie in the theater again. I just like I took a bet like on streaming taking off. I was like, trust me, like streaming's gonna pop. Like this was years ago, and I was kind of right. I feel like movie theaters like kind of aren't. They're more novelty now, right? You rent them out with 50 friends for like $14 or something. I went and saw Dune in the theater. We had a day off on the road, and Dune is a good movie to see in the theater versus watching it like on your iPhone.
Yeah. My last in the theater was I went and watched what was it called? The big red dog, Clifford. I went and watched Clifford. I took Asher to his first movie. He had never been before. So
dude,
that was like the last one I watched.
We just watched that yesterday. My son hasn't been feeling good. We watched it two times in a row yesterday and another
that's the
time
move.
This morning.
That's, right. That's the worst part, like having kids. Where it's not like, I love watching old Disney movies and stuff, but they'll get on like one movie. Like we watched WALL-E, that Disney movie WALL-E. I watched it. I've seen it about 50 times in the last 3 months. I mean, it's every morning. Like, let's watch Wall-E. It's like, dude, they have a ton. They have, their catalog is incredible. You should really check it out.
Wall-E
they
only want to watch.
Yeah, Wall-E too. I mean, it's like it's either Cars, Toy Story, or Wall-E, and I'm okay with that. I like those movies.
I don't know what it is about the dog movies though, but they get. And I know, you know, you guys, you're super into the, you have the dog rescues and stuff like that, but they get me. And there was a part at the end of the movie where they're like trying to capture Clifford and they're like, he's dangerous. I look at my son, he's kind of crying a little bit. And then like, I was like, I'm not crying. You're crying. Yeah.
I cry to them. If I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys, like I don't get emotional in those kids movies. They get you. Hey, they know just what to say and what to do in those movies. It's unreal.
They definitely do. I haven't been to a theater, I think in 3 years. And I went to see Top Gun and I was like, this is the movie you see in the theater.
You could have starred in Top Gun. You got that look.
Yeah.
I wish I should have. I made some incorrect choices, I think, in the along the way at some point.
There's going to be a sequel, man. It's not too late.
That's right, dude. That's right.
Get in there.
A third one. Before I let you guys go, we do a last laugh on our show. Got a stand-up comedian. So I'm wondering who makes you laugh the most.
Oh my goodness.
Stand-up comedian.
One of my best friends is a guy named Nate Bargatze. And he's a comedian. I think he has his fourth special on Netflix out now. But he's the funniest stand-up comedian I've ever heard in my life.
Did he just come out with a new one?
He did. Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen the fourth one yet.
You should watch it. It's very, very good. Him and I are, you know, if you like what I bring to the table, then you're gonna love what he brings to the table. You're like, what are you talking about? I like hanging out with him and be like, dude, it's just cool. Like us comedians just hanging out together. You know, I like to put myself in that group. And I'm not.
I think we talked about that before, about you doing some stand-up.
Yeah, there we go. I tried it one time, and it didn't go well. Not in front of anyone, but there was a point on our bus where everyone was like, all right, we're going to get 5 minutes. Everyone has to do 5 minutes, and you have to do it in front of everybody.
It's so hard. Stand-up's brutal, man. Being a musician, at least like you, if you're horrible, you can hide behind like drums and stuff. Like stand-up, if you start bombing off the top, like you're in trouble.
Yep.
I've seen it happen. We saw it at the Laugh Factory in L.A.
Oh, absolutely.
We saw a couple guys bomb out there.
They bombed. Wouldn't get wasn't pretty.
Was, oh, you were watching, or you were? I thought
just
you were
like a local open mic kind of thing. We were out there hanging. I think like Dane Cook or somebody ended up going on later. You know, they have people pop in, but like there was like five in a row, and this guy, older guy, he was bombing, and no one was laughing. These are the jokes, people. These are the jokes.
He kept having to be like, "These are the jokes, people. These are the jokes." You're like, "Well, they're not very good ones, all right, bud."
And then they'll go to something really vulgar, you know, like or something really off color. It's like and everybody's like, "Oh man,"
like, "Oh my god." People go there to see how far they can push it.
Yeah,
it's good. That whole world is crazy, but anyways, back to the point. Yeah, Nate Bargatze is my favorite comedian. So
appreciate you guys checking in, and definitely gonna hang. I'm bringing a guitar, dude. So
come on, dude.
You better, dude.
We're gonna jam out on August 20th. I think
I want to see you coming up those hallways, shirtless, with the axe.
Spray a little axe, play a little axe.
oh, too much fun, y'all. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, good to see you, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.